The following is a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.
So what about a present-day preacher who claims he went to hell and talked to some people there? He says the people who thought they were Christians found out that believing in Jesus for eternal salvation was not enough. Stay tuned, we're going to talk about it. Welcome to Grace in Focus, the radio and podcast ministry of the Grace Evangelical Society. So glad that you are with us today. Want to point you quickly to our website, that's faithalone.org, a great website for free grace education and resources. There's a lot there for you. Check it out at faithalone.org, that's faithalone.org. Now for today's discussion, here are Bob Wilkin and Steve Elkins.
Steve, I think you've got a rather odd question. We might call this a hellish question.
That's good. This fellow named Steve, he was watching an evangelist on TV, and he had a guest on, and the guest said that he claimed to have been to hell. While he was in hell, he said he saw Christians who thought that believing in Jesus was enough for eternal life, meaning believing in Jesus isn't enough for eternal life because they're in hell.
Right.
And so he said he could know their thoughts even in this experience that he had. Then he says the evangelist's name, the program, is a fellow named Roth. His show is titled Supernatural. Do you know him, and is he into work salvation?
No, I don't know about this guy or this show, but once you tell me that story, I don't like the show.
Yeah, I don't. If he's approving of this and has this guest on, and if he approved of what the guest was saying, if he did, he's into work salvation, obviously.
Well, not only that, I just wrote a blog, so y'all can look it up at faithalone.org, about beware of subtle ways in which people disrespect the Bible. And here's an example. How does this guy know, according to this story, that those who believe that simply by faith in Jesus, they have everlasting life, they're never going to perish. How does he know that's false?
How does he know that's false?
Yeah. This Steve guy knows it because this guy said, this preacher, went to hell, met Christians who thought that simply believing in Jesus was enough, and now they realize it's not. So the way that this Steve would know that eternal security is false
is through the experience of this guy and believing this guy's testimony.
Right. Nothing to do with the Bible.
Yeah.
First of all, this guy's experience is just rubbish. There's no reason to believe that there's been a single person in the history of mankind who's gone to hell and come back and given us stories. Now, I've read books like this, or I've read accounts of books like this and things. It's all just trash.
Okay, but Bob, when you say it like that, it sounds like you're denying a person's experience. I thought we were never supposed to do that.
Absolutely, we deny their experience. There's lots of charlatans out there, and the fact that a person may even believe they had this experience doesn't make it so. There's only one person, as far as I can tell, that in Scripture tells us they went to the third heaven and came back to earth, and that would be the Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 12. You also, I guess, have Moses and Elijah.
Or John and Revelation.
Or John and Revelation. So you have a few people. But aside from that, if it's not found in Scripture, I don't believe it. I don't believe there's anybody that dies when all these near-death experiences, they call them NDE, where they see the bright light. I think those are just neurons that are firing, and it has nothing to do with whether the person is born again or not. In fact, I've heard many people say, I was drawing near to this light, and it was so beautiful. And yet, at that point, the person didn't believe in Jesus, didn't believe in life after death, and now they've come to believe something about Jesus. Yet, when they give their testimony, it's not, I know by faith in Jesus I have everlasting life. It's something like, I know there's life after death or something.
So, Bob, let's say you've just met me. We're at a restaurant or something. We're talking, and I tell you that I had this experience of going to hell, and I saw this and that. How would you deal with me?
One of the things I like to point out to people is that our experience can be correct or can be incorrect. I only had Norm Geisler for one class at Dallas Seminary. You probably had him for more classes.
I was a theology major, so I took him for everything I could.
Okay. Right. I remember in the one class I had, he said, the Buddhists can tell you they know Buddhism is true because they've had many experiences.
Yeah, sometimes he would say the liver quiver.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the Mormons can tell you that Mormonism is true because they've had the burning in the bosom, right?
Mm-hmm.
He said, the truth is everybody has experiences, and some are true and some are false. He didn't like the verse. You know the song, "You Ask Me How I Know He Lives"?
Mm-hmm.
He lives within my heart.
Right.
He says, that's malarkey.
Yeah.
He said, you should sing, "You Ask Me How I Know He Lives. The Bible tells me so."
That was awesome. And he was a great philosopher who was rooted in the Bible.
You know, he was the president of the Evangelical Theological Society one year, and I was a member at that time. I heard him give the presidential address, and his presidential address was, "Beware of philosophy."
Yeah.
And he said, "There are all of you young New Testament and Old Testament scholars, and you've been duped.
Mm-hmm.
You've been led astray by philosophy. And so you don't believe in the inerrancy of the Bible, even though you're here saying you believe in the inerrancy of the Bible. And you've twisted the meaning of inerrancy." And, I mean, the people were hostile toward
sure.
him. But he was brave. My point is this. I agree with Dr. Geisler that experiences can be wrong. For example, how many charismatic people say, "I know the gift of tongues is true because I've had an experience."
Yep.
"And I know that Benny Hinn's a faith healer because I've seen him heal people," right?
Right?
Many of these faith healers become known as kind of money-grubbing, you know, what was he called? Elmer Gantry's,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But my point is, experience doesn't prove anything. People use that for everything. And experience is only true if it matches objective reality.
Amen.
Well, when it comes to what we call the metaphysical world, things beyond the physical world, the unseen world, God has to reveal those things to us.
Right.
You know, there's a book called Under the Banner of Heaven,
mm-hmm.
and I think it's by Krakauer, and he talks about these two Mormon brothers, the Lafferty brothers.
Mm.
And in Mormonism, Joseph Smith taught that God talked to him many times and that God could speak to every Mormon.
Yeah.
So it used to be quite common for Mormons to say God had revealed things to them. Well, the Lafferty brothers believe that God told them they were to go and take a knife and slit the throat of their sister-in-law because she was not submissive enough to their brother.
Mm-mm.
And so they went and they killed her in what they considered blood atonement. They were tried for murder. And their defense was, this isn't murder. We were obeying God. And they were sent to prison for life. In prison, they continue to say, we've done nothing wrong. Well, in their view, they did nothing wrong because they had an experience.
Right.
And their experience told them God wanted them to do this. It's a very dangerous thing to say, I believe X, Y, or Z because I had an experience. Or in this case, because someone else had an experience.
Well, Bob, that piggybacks to another question. In the Muslim world today, so many people are claiming to come to Christ through dreams. Do you want to talk about that?
I've seen a video on that. I believe I wrote a blog on it. You can check at faithalone.org. And there's no question but that tens of thousands of Muslims are reporting dreams in which they saw Jesus. I don't doubt most of these stories are true. Now, some of them may be embellishments or whatever. But there's so many of them that I believe that in their minds, they believe they saw Jesus in a dream. Now, did they actually have a dream in which they saw Jesus? I'm skeptical. I don't think that God's normal way is the Damascus Road experience, right? That seems to be pretty unusual that Paul had a Damascus Road experience. Now, has anybody else in the history of mankind had Jesus appear to them in the flesh? I'm not going to rule it out because Scripture doesn't rule it out, but I think that's exceedingly rare. And the same thing with dreams and visions and things.
Yeah.
I think a lot of these dreams and visions are, they happened. Jesus is a prophet, according to the Quran. Muslims think very highly of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
They don't believe he's the Son of God. They don't believe he died on the cross for his sins. In fact, I believe their view is he hasn't died yet. But in any case, they have a very high regard for Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact they would have a dream about him is not so surprising, just like they might have a dream about Muhammad or they might have a dream about Allah or whatever. And the fact that this makes them more favorable toward Jesus is a good thing. But unfortunately, most of these people that I've, like in the video I saw, most of them say, I had this dream and now I'm a follower of Jesus.
Right.
I'm still a Muslim.
Yeah.
I'm still practicing Islam.
So it's
Islam.
Kind of like syncretism.
It is syncretism. And they're not saying that by faith in Jesus, they're secure.
Mm-hmm.
They're simply saying, now I'm a follower of Jesus, as well as a follower of the Quran and a follower of Allah, and they still think work salvation is true. But
right.
Are there a few Muslims who, through a dream or vision, were drawn toward Christianity, listened to believers, mm-hmm. and came to faith?
Right.
Yes, I believe there are some.
You know, I mean, Bob, could it be a satanic deception to get this word out that, oh, the Muslims are coming by the thousands to Christ in dreams, and the devil use it maybe to discourage us from getting missionaries out and doing what we need to do to support those missionaries? For instance, Romans 10 clearly says, how shall they call upon him in whom they've not believed? How shall they believe in him of whom they've not heard? How shall they hear without a preacher?
Right. Yeah, I'm not sure how far we can carry that, because could a person come to faith by reading a book that
sure,
you've written or a
course.
Book that I've written? I would say yes, because in a sense, that's a preacher.
Yeah.
Could they even come to faith by reading the Word of God themselves and the Spirit of God showing them? I think so, because again, that's a preacher.
Yeah.
But is someone going to come to faith in Christ simply by looking at the creation? No. Now, the creation can draw them to God and have them cry out and say, God, I want to know you.
Mm-hmm.
And that can lead them to learn about Jesus.
Yeah.
But we don't intuitively know about Jesus, and I don't believe it's normative that we learn about him in a dream. And even if we do, I've never heard any of these people say, in the dream, Jesus said, he who believes in me has everlasting life.
And if we do respond to that general revelation, and like Romans 1 talks about, the testimony of the book of Acts is the Lord will send a messenger with the gospel.
Absolutely. Yes, God is faithful. He's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Well, thanks, Steve. And remember, let's keep
grace
in
focus.
Amen.
Zane Hodges' book, The Gospel Under Siege, A Study About Faith and Works in Tension, is being offered this month to Grace in Focus listeners and available right now at half price through June the 30th when you use the discount code word SIEGE, S-I-E-G-E. Find this special offer at faithalone.org. Would you be interested in some free ebooks on topics you hear on this program? Well, if you are, you need to come visit us at faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. On the site, we've got all kinds of free materials, but one of our popular options is our free ebooks on a range of subjects. They're designed to help you mature and grow in your understanding of the faith and Scripture. So come visit us at faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. We are so thankful for our financial partners who keep us on the air. Every gift is tax deductible and very much appreciated. If you'd like to find out how you can give, go to faithalone.org. Would you like to have a chat with Dr. Bob or one of the guests here on the program? Let me tell you how to reach out to the team. You can get us on our email address, which is radio@faithalone.org. That's radio@faithalone.org. On the next episode of Grace in Focus, there's this term, implicit faith. When someone says that, what do they mean? Join us next time for Grace in Focus. This is the Grace Evangelical Society reminding you to always keep grace in focus.
The proceeding has been a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.